And welcome now to Greg Grant. He's with us on the Garden Program this morning, and he's our horticulturist here in San Antonio in Bexar County with the Extension Service, and came in here and I hate to admit it, but either you're wearing some cologne that is pretty nice, or you've been out in the rose garden or something. It smelled pretty good this morning.
This program
has changed.
I'm beginning to wonder about this program, folks. you know, they say their mind is the first thing to go. So.
Is that brute or what is it?
It's a flower.
Oh, a flower. All right.
I have some flowers here with me. We're going to talk about fragrance today.
Smells good.
Some of us don't need perfumes. We just have a natural, sweet fragrance
about us. Yes, yes.
Believe it or not, fragrance in the garden used to be very, very important. And not many people can probably remember, except maybe McReynolds, the time when fragrance in the garden was so important.
Oh,
you got to remember, folks originally in Texas didn't have any air condition, no deodorizer to put in the house, didn't take near as many baths, you know, once a week maybe.
Maybe, that's right.
No deodorant.
You needed it.
No deodorant.
Yeah.
I don't want to call any names here, but no deodorant. No sewer systems. They had outhouses in the backyard. No potpourri to buy at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
So needless to say, things didn't smell quite as sweet as they might today. And you may think, gosh, it must have stunk. Well, it did if you stood in the right places. But people were very good about using fragrant plant materials in the landscape. Matter of fact, there are certain plants associated with outhouse plantings and planting by windows.
Lilacs,
strictly because of the fragrance.
Example.
You're
Lilacs.
Good.
Yeah.
You're good. See, I told you remembered.
Yeah,
I told you. He's one of the only survivors of the stinky days, I think. But what I was going to tell you about today are some of the fragrant plants that we can use. Now, the nice thing about fragrance is you can appreciate it in the day or you can appreciate it in the dead of night. It's not like a pretty colored flower that it's got to be sunlight for you to see it. Fragrance doesn't matter what time of the day it is. It can be inside the house if you want to bring it in. It can be outside the house. You can open a window and have fragrance inside and out. You can be standing around the corner and not even see the plant and appreciate fragrance. So fragrance is something that people used to be good with, and we've almost totally forgotten today. And a lot of plants are not bred for fragrance anymore. So some of the things that used to be famous for their fragrance have no fragrance now. So I want everybody to pay particular attention to fragrant plants. And one of my favorite of all times, matter of fact, every time I walk to the office, I have to walk by the Navarro home downtown, and they have two sweet olives planted right by the front of that home. I can't even see the sweet olives, but I know they're there, and there's a fence there, and I'm walking alongside the street in front of the jail and the police station with dust flying everywhere, and that fragrance just overtakes me there. I get ready to just lay down like a lazy cat there every time I smell it. That and gardenias probably have my favorite fragrance in the entire world. But I was at Fannix Nursery the other day, and I noticed they've got their sweet olives there in full bloom, and I mean the entire nursery smells like sweet olive. It's almost like a perfume fragrance, except it's not overpowering like some of the fragrances, yet it'll consume an entire landscape. So check out Sweet Olive. It's been famous for years, and it's still available in nurseries today. They'll normally carry them in the nurseries in the fall as they bloom, and also in the spring as they bloom, and they'll bloom scattered throughout the winter. Little bitty tiny flower, but you don't need to see the flower. You just close your eyes and take a whiff. Of course, it's actually a shrub. It's not a bedding plant. So plant it someplace, either in the sun or part shade, and it'll grow about like a ligustrum, not quite that big, and you just shear it every now and then to keep it in shape. Another one that are in the nurseries right now that I saw are paper white narcissus. Now, we're talking an overpowering fragrance that they have. And the nice thing about paper whites, unlike a lot of other daffodils and narcissus, they don't need much winter chilling. In other words, you don't have to put them in the refrigerator. You plant them right out in your landscape, and they'll bloom December or January, very, very early. Matter of fact, the earliest narcissus to bloom in the landscape, and just an overwhelming fragrance. Now, you're going to have to worry about a cold snap, so sometimes if you put them in a protected area where the freeze doesn't zap them, but it doesn't matter about the freeze because they'll be back every year. Some years the freeze may get them, some years not. But a fairly inexpensive bulb that you can get at local nurseries of paper white narcissus. When we get back, I'll tell you about a few bedding plants and some other fragrant plants that we can plant.
Okay, now the subject matter today with Greg is a sweet smelling, and we have some good suggestions coming from him. Let's see if he's got anything else to
tell us. I've always got more to tell you. It's just right. If you got the time to listen.
We're
to
listening.
It. Now, one that's very readily available at nurseries as a bedding plant that you can plant right now is sweet alyssum.
Mm-hmm.
Little white flowered bedding plant smells just like honey, and it's another one that the fragrance will just consume the landscape. You can plant it as a border. You can plant it in containers. mainly comes in white, but you'll also see a purple form available, but the white seems to smell a little better. So sweet alyssum, very easy to grow. It'll bloom all through the winter, all into spring. When it gets hot in the summer, you'll pull it out and throw it away, and it does need to be in full sunshine. Another one that we've got, and you've heard us talk about a good bit lately, is the German red carnation. It's a carnation, the only carnation that grows here, and it's available on a somewhat limited basis in the local nurseries. Bright rose red flower. Now, it has a true dianthus fragrance, or a clove spicy type fragrance. It's not an overpowering fragrance. It's a heavy fragrance. There are kind of two types of fragrances in plants. One kind that you've got to get down there and sniff out with your nose. It may be very strong, but it's heavy, and you have to actually go to the fragrance. And then other kinds, like the sweet olive that I mentioned, just floats across the yard. But the German red carnation is a spicy, subtle fragrance, and it makes a wonderful cut flower, and you can bring it inside and have cut flowers inside. It does need to be in full sun, and it does have to have good drainage. Sweet peas are another one. You can actually plant from seed, and they've got them in the nurseries. Comes in either vines or bush types. Vines tend to be more prolific, and you get more flowers for your money, but you got to plant them right now. Plant them in full sunshine, and you'll have sweet peas for cut flowers and sweet peas into the spring until the spider mites and the summer heat take them out. Now, I noticed at the nursery the other day, and the pansies, some of the pansies are very fragrant, and Dr. Parsons and myself were sniffing the some, and it seems that one called Universal Deep Yellow, a yellow pansy with no face on it, none of the blotches in the middle, was very fragrant. So go to the nursery, and when you're buying your pansies, sniff around and see if you can't find some that are fragrant. And being kin to violets, it's natural that some of them would be very fragrant. Of course, we can't go without mentioning bluebonnets. Now's mm-hmm. the time to plant bluebonnets, transplants, and we've got them in pink, white, and blue. Bluebonnets are very fragrant. Most people don't realize that, but if you've never stood in a field of bluebonnets in the spring to smell the fragrance, you've missed out on a treat. And I can't say enough about planting bluebonnets, with it being our Texas state flower, and with all the good happenings with bluebonnets starting right here in San Antonio. But take advantage of planting them now. Enjoy that fragrance in the springtime. Now, with bluebonnets, you do need to deadhead them when they're blooming, or in other words, when those blooms are starting to turn to seed. Pinch them off there. Don't let them set seed. And instead of having 2 weeks of bloom with bluebonnets, you can get up to 2 or 3 months out of bloom, and then pull them up and throw them away. And let me put one little plug in for a TV show that y'all probably been missing, like I have. Every Sunday morning at 7 o'clock a.m. on Channel 5, Ken's TV, Neil Sperry has a program called Gardening Texas, mm-hmm. and it's got extension people on it every week of the year, including Dr. Parsons and maybe even myself a couple of times. But 7 o'clock every Sunday morning, good. The best gardening show on television that you can watch in Texas. Last 30 minutes.
We'll be watching that.
You do,
Greg,
that.
Greg, thank you very much. A sweet-smelling program indeed from Greg Grant. He's our horticulturist here in Bexar County for the Extension Service. Be back again next Tuesday.